Please bear with me. If you talk to me later, I can't hear at all today. I flew last night and my ears won't pop yet. So, today is Sanctity of Human Life Sunday, January 22nd. It's on this day, 44 years ago, that abortion became legalized in America. The scriptures speak of that day. Proverbs 16:25 says, "There is a way which seems right to a man, but its end is the way of death." And it is a path of death, unfortunately. But as Christians, we understand that God brings life out of death, that life triumphs over death. And so we have redeemed this day, a day that is a day of mourning for the many deaths that have occurred. But for Christians, it's a day to celebrate life, to recognize that God is the giver of life. This was very easy for me to remember because January 22nd has always meant something special to me. January 22nd today would be my mother's 93rd birthday. And so it's always made January 22nd special. In fact, about 10 or 12 years ago when I was on the board of the Ashland Pregnancy Center, I was sitting at a meeting where the board was preparing to celebrate Sanctity of Human Life Sunday. And I said to the other board members, you know, January 22nd means something special to me because that's my mom's birthday. Sitting next to me was the director of our Ashland Pregnancy Center, Ann Klein, and Ann turns to me and says, "That's neat, Mark. My mom's birthday is also January 22nd. Lo and behold, next to her was Sherry Bouquet, who's Pastor John Bouquet's wife. And Sherry says, "Mark and Ann, let me tell you this. Both of my parents were born on January 22nd. And so it was an amusing comment by all three of us to understand that God is the giver of life and that we can celebrate life in the midst of a world of great darkness. The verse that I'd like to share with you is simply a phrase from Psalm 16, verse 11. "Thou wilt make known to me the path of life." And so we have a society that oftentimes, far too often, celebrates death. In many ways, to me yesterday, as I saw in airports traveling around the country, there I was every time I looked up seeing the pictures of the marches yesterday. To me, those were marches of death. We are people of light and life. Thou will make known to me the path of life. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, we thank you that you are a God of life and that your life has overcome death. Today, may we celebrate life joyfully, wholeheartedly, knowing that all good gifts come from heaven above. Bless us as we worship you today and meet to celebrate the gift of life and the gift of eternal life in Christ Jesus. Amen.